Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzi, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzik. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. If this is your first ever episode, then welcome. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzik. And if you're an old timer, then welcome back. We are officially living in Thailand. We are currently in an incredible place called Chiang Mai in the northern part of Thailand, and it's just so incredible. And if you're not already following my travel nomadic page, then head on over to @TheExpansiveNomads, where I share all about the travels, all about the things that we navigate as digital nomads, as we've been on the road now for 11 months. And that kind of themes into today's topic, because big change energy feels like a theme that I've been navigating personally, but also with so many clients that are coming in, whether that's for healing sessions or my incredible one-on-ones, my Sacred Circle girls. It's very much about change, about the change that's coming, about taking leaps of faith, around having courage to make a decision. So I wanted to drop today's episode in for you about big change energy and what's needed to really leap. And this decision to come and live in Thailand was only made maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks possibly. And I got the download. And when the energy moved through me and when I received the intuitive hit, I'm not hanging around. Like, I'm not going to overthink it, procrastinate for days and weeks thinking, oh, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Instead, I just leap. The decision was made. The flight was booked within a couple of days. The action was taken, and now officially living in Thailand for a short while. So what I've learned about myself over the past couple of years navigating this life is that I am courageously willing to take leaps of faith, to make big changes in my life, sell everything I own, which I did back in 2022, and live a nomadic life, because it's a dream that I've had for a really long time. So I made it happen. And right now, if you're navigating any form of change, maybe because you're not 100% happy in your life and you aren't happy with your business or your career, or you decide you want another baby, or you're going to quit a job or move house or separate from somebody, start a new friendship, end a friendship, plan a holiday, big house renovations, move states, travel the world, whatever it is, then this is going to deeply support you, because there's a big capital C around change. And I want to give you the top tips I have for navigating it, because I've been doing it for a long time. I've lived in so many different places. I'll have lived now on four 4 different continents. I've traveled to almost 50 countries. I took a leap of faith and quit my corporate 9-to-5. I traveled the world alone at 23. I take leaps, a lot of them, and I navigate change. And I used to do it from a really dysregulated place where my nervous system was shot to shit. I was stressed and anxious. And over the years, I've managed to cultivate this safety, this groundedness, this courage, this trust, and all the things that I want to support you deeply with today. Because one thing I see so much of with people that come to me for healings, that want to make a change, is that they second guess it. They overthink, procrastinate, and they want to, even though maybe not in their awareness, they want to stay comfortable because it's uncomfortable sometimes to make a change, even though they have like a desire, and the desire to do something different, the desire to have a business, the desire to be more confident, to live a more authentic, free, peaceful life, whatever it is for you. I see that pesky voice inside your head saying, you can't do it. What if you fail? What if it doesn't work? I don't know all the steps. I'm too scared. I don't know all the answers. I don't believe I'm good enough. The list goes on and on and on. And if you tell yourself any of those things whilst embarking on decision making, or you're wanting to make a change, to start something new, to end something, and you find that you get stuck in that program, in those thoughts, your beliefs come in, then you're struggling to take some action, or you're doing it so scared that you get overwhelmed, then listen to today's episode, because I want to deeply love you, give you a little bit of fire as well, because I've been feeling that energy deeply over the past few weeks. So the things that I think are required in order to support you to leap, right? The first thing is courage, all right? It takes a shitload of courage, bottled up and drunk in liters, okay? Courage is required to change, because without it, you're not going to. Can I courageously make this decision? Can I courageously trust my intuition? Can I courageously say, I've received the intuitive hit, I'm getting the gut feelings, I'm desiring something else, I'm not 100% happy. Can I courageously decide that I'm going to go for it? So are you being courageous right now? And I live my life by, I am here once, right? I get this one opportunity, this lifetime, to do what I want to do, to feel how I want to feel, to live the life I want to live, to be as happy, as confident, as free, as humanly possible. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not truly living. Can I be courageous, even if I'm really scared, even if it doesn't make sense, even if people might think I'm insane, which happens a lot, even with embarking on a healing business and being a spiritual coach, I still have family members that think what I do is a bunch of woo-woo shit and mumbo-jumbo, but I just don't care anymore because I have cultivated this courage to know what I'm here for, to know myself, and to courageously leap into the life that I want and I desire. And there's a really, really huge invitation for you through this episode, through me being in your ears right now, is where are you not being courageous? Where are you not fully living? Where are you having the desires that are already in the energy field, they've already dropped into your energy field, they're already here. Where are you not courageously stepping forward and claiming it and saying, I want it and I'm going to go after it, and I don't know how and I don't know what it looks like, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, so that's first up, courage. Second one is a deep sense of trust in yourself. We're not taught this, and I speak to so many incredible souls who don't trust themselves. And trusting your intuition is trusting in yourself. Trusting in the universe is trusting in yourself. Trusting in what decision to make is trusting in yourself. And I believe in the early stages, you don't 100% trust. Okay, sometimes I still question that. Oh, can I really trust in this? Can I really trust in this? But it's being willing, go back to point one, courageously to say, I'm not 100% trusting right now, but I'm going to start. And leaning into that edge where it's uncomfortable for you to trust yourself. Like, can I actually do this? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. And trust is built by courageous decisions. The more decisions that you make where you're willing to trust and willing to try and trust and willing to learn to trust, the bigger that muscle will get and the more then you're able to trust in yourself. Number three is leaping, okay? And having some faith, knowing that deep down inside, those feelings, that nudge, that energy, that download, those thoughts that are pulling you into it, it's being courageous, trusting in it, and then leaping. Even if it doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I know what I should do, I know what I should do, oh my gosh, can I leap anyway? If that is coming in for you, I don't know, oh my God, am I scared, I'm gonna do, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Can I leap anyway? Can I leap anyway and just go for it? And be willing to know that sometimes things don't work out how our mind wants them to. They can work out even better, but they can work out in a way that will redirect you down a different path. And it's that faith in the universe through those leaps, knowing that it will catch you. Knowing that it will catch you and still leaping, even when the shit hits the fan and things are going down, I'm going to leap anyway. I'm going to courageously trust and leap. I feel like these are all linking in and I didn't realize I'd thought of them like this, but courage, trust and leaping. Being willing to say you want it and jump in. And that jump for you may be one decision to have a conversation. I'm not saying that you need to get so scared and so uncomfortable that your nervous system is shot to shit. What I am saying is to leap and to pick up the phone and have that conversation, to speak to your company, to have the conversation with a loved one, to openly express yourself. That's a leap. Now for me, my leap seem to get bigger and bigger. Yeah, I'm just going to move across the world. I'm going to sell everything I own, but that's my level because I've been doing this for a long time. But your level may be that one choice that you make today, that one decision to book a healing, that one decision to buy that book, that one decision to have the conversation or to reach out to somebody in your DMs. Can I leap here? And can I know that this life is for living? And number four is that being willing to face the unknown and sometimes having no clue what that looks like. I did not know what we were landing in when we arrived in Thailand. I had no idea. I had no idea whether we were going to be able to find an apartment. I had no idea what it was going to look like. I had no idea if I would meet anybody, no idea what the internet would be like, no idea if there would be other nomads around, although we did have a sense that there were because I have a friend here. But sometimes you have to be willing to face the unknown and what is uncertain. And going back to 1, 2, 3 again. Life for me is so much about that because we never know. We never know with absolute certainty what tomorrow's going to bring. We never know what next week's going to bring or next year's going to bring. We have no clue. And life is so unknown that our minds sometimes can say, I don't like it because I don't know all the steps. And we like to control and have it all figured out. But it's like, if it's unknown anyway, can I be willing to just face that? And know that no matter what, I'll figure it out. No matter what. No matter what comes your way, no matter what situations you find yourself in, you will figure it out. And I know that that is absolutely true because you listening to this podcast right now have been through things in your life. You've been through challenges. You've been through really hard times. You've been through things that maybe you didn't think you'd get through. And you did because you were willing to courageously work through it and face the unknown. And you didn't know that you were going to be sat where you are today listening to this or stood or walking or whatever you're doing with me in your ears. It's like you were willing to face the unknown every day and you're here. And that is really, really powerful. Use that as the evidence for making decisions. Use that as evidence that I've always figured things out, so I'll know I'll figure it out. Point number five is get uncomfortable as you navigate change, because challenges are going to arise. If we can have a perspective of, I know I've got this, no matter what happens, something comes up, a challenge arises as we're changing, which there have been so many for us on this journey, so many in nomadic life. And if you listen to the episode, I think it's episode 50, around what happened to us in Gran Canaria back in October, that big trauma, that was a serious challenge that we face as a result of a change that happened. And that's not to say that that's always going to happen, because it won't. Sometimes it may be that somebody cancels on you. Sometimes it may be that you lose a client. Sometimes it may be that somebody doesn't like something and they're very triggered by it, and it ends up with a difficult conversation that you have to have. But it's that discomfort. And I swear that cold therapy has really, really supported me with getting uncomfortable, because standing in an ice shower every day and sitting in an ice bath, it's not comfortable. I don't love it, but I know how powerful it is, because that discomfort then allows me to translate that into my life. If I'm uncomfortable in certain situations and I can hold myself in it and I can navigate in, I can trust in it, and I can just be like, I know I've got this, and it's uncomfortable right now. It's not going to be like this forever. Because if you're changing, or if you're making a decision and you're being willing to leap, don't expect it's going to be comfortable. Don't think that, oh my God, I'm going to make this change and it's going to be so comfortable. As you make a decision, as you leap, as you go after something and it's a big change for you, your stuff is going to come up. Naturally, your limiting beliefs, your fears, your doubts, your hesitations, everything's going to come to the surface, because you're stepping into a new vibration of you. You're no longer the version of you in your current reality, because you're going to try something different. You're going to make a change. So that's uncomfortable. And I remember when I was selling everything I owned last year, I was so uncomfortable. It brought lots of childhood trauma up for me. My ego was having a party about me letting go. The challenges I faced during that time were really uncomfortable. And I did it again and again and again. And I loved myself hard, and I nurtured myself, and I have a coach and a healer, and I turned to resources to help me as I navigated that change. But please don't think that just because it's uncomfortable, it means you should tap out. Sometimes it's the willingness to hold yourself in that discomfort. And finally, point number six is to ensure you have a deeply nourished nervous system and a self-love and self-care practice that makes you feel so, so full that you're bursting and overflowing. You are safe within your body and you are grounded. Your root chakra feels good. Because if it doesn't, if you aren't grounded, if your nervous system is dysregulated, if you are so stressed, so overwhelmed, you don't look after yourself, you've got no practices that support you during those changes, then it's going to get harder for you to navigate that stability within your body, within your nervous system, and within your mind. Because already, if you're dysregulated and you're not grounded and you go to make a big change and it's like, you're going to freak out. You're going to go to, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I'm panicking, anxious, overwhelmed, stressed, tap out, not do it. And that's the thing I've really realized over the past few years, how much I make sure my nervous system is nourished. My foundation of practices don't go anywhere. If anything, during a big change, I up them. I clear my schedule. I have solid boundaries. I make sure I am so full and overflowing that I am feeling safe within my body. And still, it can be uncomfortable. Still, I face that. Shit, what am I doing? I can't even believe I'm doing this, but I'm doing it anyway. Okay, let's go. Let's just go. So really ensuring, if that last one is the only thing that you do during changes, do it. Because your nervous system and you deserve to feel regulated and nourished and supported, and you get to feel grounded and safe during the challenges, because I don't want you freaking out and getting really scared and not making them, because your desires are coming to you for a reason. Your desires are coming into your energy field to pull you towards them. Can you trust in that? Can you trust that whatever is arising right now with the change energy that's happening is for a deeper purpose for your soul's evolution this lifetime? And for me, it really is this knowing that I'm never going to have all the answers, neither are you. You're never going to have it all figured out. You'll make imperfect decisions, okay? And detours will happen. Your ducks will never be in a row and you'll never be ready. Ever. And if you say, I'll be ready when, you're constantly putting it off and the ego is limiting you from actually taking that leap. I see it time and time again. But I want you to know that you get to feel safe now. You get to feel courageous in your decisions, and you get to remember just how powerful you are and how amazing your life gets to be, because you are amazing. What is desired by you is destined for you. You are worthy and deserving of living a life that you are so lit up by. I sometimes look at where I am today and I'm like, how did I get here? After everything I've been through, 13 years of bulimia, living in a caravan at 16, if I could go back to that girl and just tell her the life I'd be living today, because I was courageously willing to face fears and do deep healing work on myself and hold myself through every challenge and all the hard stuff and work through it. Hotel quarantine, if you were with me in 2021 and you saw what I went through, like, it's not that we're not going to have the challenges and they're not going to arise and they'll be deep and dark and heavy, but you get to remember that you're powerful. You decide you want it and you go after it. Because if you're not willing to make changes in your life, nothing in your reality beautiful is going to change. I want you to trust yourself. I want you to trust your heart, trust that gut, trust that intuition. Because the niggles and the pull, it doesn't go away. It just keeps coming back and back and back. Now, if you are leaping right now, you want to be courageous in your decisions, but you're really blocked with limitations that you're telling yourself, I'm so afraid to fail that I can't, Charlotte, then that is some subconscious work that you can work through, and it will deeply support you when you're making those changes to have the life that you desire. Now, my one-on-one coaching is now open. If you want me as your wing woman by your side, deeply supporting you as you navigate changes, so you can have the life that you dream of, so you can be free, peaceful, confident, being your best self, authentic, showing up in life, in business, whatever that may be, then I want you to apply below to work with me one-on-one. If you're listening to this podcast over and over again, you're hearing all my musings, being like, Charlotte, it really resonates, it really resonates, it really resonates. I want to change. I want to live my dream life. Then apply below, because I would love to support you with this and to show you what is really possible in your life. I'll be back next week for more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.